Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello my friend, my name's Sean and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Kelek Adkalar, the Cleric Wizard.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks to our regular sponsor, D&D Beyond, the official Dungeons & Dragons toolset. Create your free account and speed up your campaigns today.
Well, after the savage murder of Clyde.
I'm sorry, Clyde.
My question is, what do you guys do? Like, do you just want to head in the direction that he's pointed you? Or do you want to take a moment? Is there anything you want to do?
I mean, I could do with a short rest.
Yeah.
I could do with a long rest.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do?
We don't have time.
There's going to be another patrol.
I mean, obviously, if we wait, but I just want to say, if you're worried about the breathing underwater thing...
I wasn't thinking about it till right now.
Okay,
and now I'm panicking.
Let me finish. Let me finish. Are you letting me finish? Are you still panicking?
I'm panicking on the inside.
Okay. So I've been running some tests.
I'm visibly vibrating, trying to stay still.
I've been running some tests while I've been down here, and I think I can actually cast the same spell and make you guys breathe underwater for another 24 hours. So it's fine.
That's good.
It's fine. We can spend more time.
Don't need it.
I know you don't need it.
Nailed it.
That's fine. No, but I've been analysing how you swim underwater, and I think I can replicate it. So I just want to say thank you, Ayla, because remember a few months ago you shouted at me to get stronger.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said you were going to teach me. Well, you kind of have. Yeah. And now I can swim better.
Hey, guys. Making friends.
Progress.
Doing it. So you guys just make your way on towards the deep parts of the ravine.
I straight up grab Sentry. Mm-hmm. Close my eyes while we go over this ravine.
Okay.
Are we not taking
I'm
a rest?
I'm just as scared as you are.
What?
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
What? Are we not?
What? Are you taking a short rest?
I thought some people wanted a rest. No.
I want a full long rest.
I mean, I think if we stay here for too long.
Yeah.
You know that the patrols are pretty regular.
The patrols are fairly regular. If we wait too long, there's going to be a patrol. I don't know where we're going to get another chance to get down.
Yeah, also, one of the patrols is now missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That shark's gone back. And
that's
when a shark goes back without his two...
I mean, you could follow the shark. You know that there is a place where all the sharks go. Or you can just follow the directions down
towards this. Let's go and hang out with all the big, vicious sharks, guys.
Good. Yeah. Sounds like a fantastic idea.
Can we tame... No. Carry on.
Can we tame them and ride them?
Ooh.
Oh, they're not going to like us. No. They don't like us. It's fine.
Aaron is like, if you want something to ride, I can literally summon dolphins, but I've been saving that as our emergency
escape.
That's
an emergency.
Yeah. All right. So, you begin making your way. Now, those of you who... So, the two Tritons are absolutely fine, because as you begin getting deeper and deeper, the pressure begins to build and the temperature begins to drop.
Oh.
It starts getting cold, freezing cold, the deeper down you go. Those of you who don't have any sort of protection against the elements, it's so cold you can't stop your body from shaking. You're going to have disadvantage on things like ability checks and attack rolls unless you find ways to keep yourself warm. I think Sentry, you wouldn't be affected by this as much, so I think you're okay being a guardian. Like, you know it's cold, but your body's still able to perform because it's like more pressure and you know, temperature than anything else.
Cool.
But I think, like, even Ayla and Nova, you guys are feeling how cold it is down here. Lucius is particularly bad, so is Quill, because you both decided to get rid of all of your clothes before coming down here.
I've got feathers.
You do, so you're not as bad as Lucius, but it's still cold. Okay. Lucius, your nipples could cut glass down here.
There's a lot of shrinkage.
There was already a lot of shrinkage before.
He rolled real bad for the genital check.
Yeah, it won't do too much, but it will help.
Inside.
It's an innie.
You have my green cape now.
Oh, thank you, Sentry.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Would create bonfire work down here?
It will, but its effects are diminished.
But would it be enough to, like, keep us warm, or...?
Not enough consistently. If you stopped, yes.
Okay.
Is that also going to create a little bit of bubbles?
If people can help me just by gathering up your minis, please.
Wait, bonfire needs oxygen. So
it's a SpongeBob rule.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit broken.
Rock and roll!
Just put it on the ground.
Okay.
And then, Boof, if I just give that, can you put that over on your end, maybe?
Warm. But
can you actually move them from the middle? Because I've got to put something else down.
Okay.
I'm putting someone else down.
Where are we actually going, by the way?
We're going to the light corridor.
Right, okay.
The cave and the wall of light.
I'm guessing the Stargate.
We need to figure out how to get through the wall of light.
Yeah.
So, you swim down the dark depths of this ravine. Soon any light from the surface is long gone. You only have the dim light of the few magic spells or items you have. And even that just illuminates strange fish of weird proportions and see-through skin and texture. The pressure is so much that it's hard to hear anything more than 5 feet away as this kind of pumping blood. You can hear your own heartbeat in your ears. And the waves pull at you with currents that border on a dangerous strength, threatening to sweep you away from the rest of your friends. But with the two Tritons leading, you swim down and find yourself amongst a series of coral caves. You see traces of blood splattered across the coral, being eroded away by small little fish and plankton, just eroding it as they go. Strange ferns cover a large, dark, mouth-like entrance, and as you part, you find yourselves in a series of underwater caves. And I will place you in the entrance.
So there was no interruption on the way down?
No. You dealt with one of the patrols, and it is enough that there is nothing too much to worry about. And then
neato.
These will have Erin and Drex leading it, maybe with Sentry as well.
I think Lucius and me should lead.
Sure, you can go. So you can arrange yourselves as you want.
I'm lying. I'm so mischievous.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
You are still underwater, but there is now a ceiling. There's probably the cave itself is no taller than about 10 feet. You can see that there are large kind of columns of stone in between it, and the entire cave is filled with flora. You can see that there are these thick seaweed-like vines that grow all over the walls. There are these large plants with flowering tendrils that kind of hang and kind of loom over the ceiling of the cavern itself. Quill
sees everything.
With your high perception,
there we go.
The walls themselves, you realize, initially you thought it was stone, and everybody else just seems to assume it's some sort of like coral or stone formation, but you notice that the walls are covered in a very thick, hard layer of slime. And amongst the slime, you see dozens, hundreds of small eggs. And there are little creatures inside the eggs themselves.
I don't like that one single bit, Mark.
Do not want...
No.
And occasionally, like, you look past And I think the rest of you, as you get closer to the walls, you notice it where, like, you'll be walking past, look at this slime-covered wall, and one of these eggs, like a pair of eyes, will just blink and start looking at you.
Hey.
Kind of floating around.
Can I do a nature check?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Trying to figure out what the Sam heck is going on.
Can I say I love your utilization of
natural of
fish tank ornaments.
Yeah. 20. Thank you, Duncan. 20?
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Plus 5, okay. 25.
So there's a couple of things. Those are very clearly sahogan eggs. This is likely some sort of, perhaps was once used as a nesting ground or a hatching ground. The natural fauna is kind of helping disguise some of the egg patches and things like that. The actual fauna itself, you don't think is harmful. You think that there is definitely, a lot of it looks quite scary, but it probably isn't actually harmful. And yeah, you just see the cave. You can see a very dull blue glow coming from the end of it, but it's so dark down here that you are relying on, I'm assuming you cast light, for example, Quill, or you have dancing lights, Lucius, which illuminates about a sort of 20, 30 foot radius around you. So you don't have super far vision. Helios' shield is also glowing.
Does that illuminate much?
Not much, okay. No. Drex, you are currently leading the way with Erin, who is the other Triton.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you would like to do? Or do you just want to plow on forward?
Also, did you bring the rifle with you?
Yeah, I think I have still brought the weapons.
Yeah, you can keep that on you. Yep. So basically, mark it down. You don't have proficiency with it, so it's just you add your dex modifier.
Yeah.
It has a range of 60 feet, and if it hits, it deals 3d6 force damage.
Right.
So, but I'll remind you of that.
You remind me of that.
I'll remind you of that, don't you worry.
I mean, I think we should just cautiously...
Yeah.
Plow ahead, because
sure.
I can't think of literally anything else I would do in that situation.
What? I'm not. Yeah, sure. Do so, do you want to stealth?
Wall of light.
Oh yeah.
Are we at the wall of light?
No, you guys. I've just put you in the entrance, and I'm assuming you're kind of lingering at the entrance as you figure out what to do. Sounds like Drex wants to move forward cautiously, so stealthily. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So make a stealth check for me.
Okay.
And then you can move about 30 feet forwards if you like.
It's a 3 plus 1, 4. Oh, great.
Wow.
Cool. So Drex, so you begin swimming forward. You go past this large column. Tell me when you want me to stop.
I kind of want to stop.
Like here?
There, yeah.
Okay. So you move up to the corner and you peer around. And you can see that there is embedded into the cave, you can see there is this just wall of shimmering, pulsating energy. It's blue in nature. It's not completely solid. And it's not completely see-through. It's quite opaque, but maybe if you got closer, you'd be able to see through it. But it seems to shimmer and shift and warp as it does. And there are clearly machines or devices, like crystalline devices on the other side, which are conjuring the shield itself. You make your way up there. As you begin sliding up there, though, there is, even though you can't see through the field itself, there is very clearly a shape behind it. And the shape seems to sense something, turns, and is looking around. You're not sure if it's seen you yet or not.
Right. Okay. So...
the others, you just watch as Drex kind of pushes forward and begins peering around. So if you want to move, like now...
Good honor.
Yeah. Nova, you want to move up?
I'll go behind Drex.
Okay.
I'm gonna go put my tongue on it.
No, it tastes like
Erin.
Typical new player.
Erin will also swim up.
I want to touch the shiny thing.
I'm not gonna survive more than one episode in any case.
Do you want to like just come up, or do you want to come around wider, Ayla? Or do you want to come up just behind, like
just
Erin?
Just behind is fine.
Yep,
that's fine.
Cool.
So
yeah, we'll all nudge up. I think
nudge up.
Around the corner.
Lucius, do you want to nudge up?
Yeah, I shiver forward, using the power of shiver. Okay. Move.
Yeah.
Like a foam vibrating on a table.
Yep. There is a few beats and nothing seems to happen.
Okay. Does the wall, does it look like Starbane tech?
I'm not even going to make you roll. Yes, it does. It looks like you've experienced similar stuff to this before. You went into the ship beneath the Rosewater Lake. You've encountered little bits and bobs of Starbane tech, and the pattern of energy, I think Nova of all people would recognize that this is way more than just a magic spell. This is Magitek. This is a mixture of technology and magic together.
That's cool.
So we haven't seen a barrier like this before.
Nova. Do we know what kind of magic that's emanating?
I don't think it's...
Is it an element?
I don't think it's magic. It's
energy.
It's energy, and so it's a technology.
Or like radiant or lightning or cold? Everything's cold.
Probably force, like a force field. I imagine there's probably a machine somewhere that's emitting it, so if we could disable that... But it's probably not on this side.
Nova and Drex.
Oh, cool.
As you are kind of...
wibbling.
Lingering near the edge, and Nova is excitedly speaking about the energy.
Oh, good.
From the other side of the field, two harpoons with chains narrowly impact into the stone and slime above you and pull this chunk of, like, cavern, and then they whip back behind the force field. It's going to be initiative, I'm afraid.
I think they noticed that.
I think it's energy field, blah, 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 blah.
Well, that would be very Nova, though. It's like, oh, yeah. New technology.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I personally love it.
I must tell you everything about it.
Man, if they hit, though, they're the ones that pull people in.
Yep. Guess what's going to happen to you?
I'm about to get fried.
Fried chicken.
Black chicken.
No, do you fry with force?
On the plus side, I have a teleport spell, Thunderstep, but it does damage and it makes noise up to 300 feet away. So I was like, that's not the stealthiest way to like teleport, but now that they know that we're here.
They know you're here.
Fuck it.
Right.
And you're just yelling about force fields.
I fucking love force fields!
Force field.
This is my jam! I like to think that Drex is just like, what the?
I've never seen the...
you big nerd!
I'm trying to think what other force, like, other teleporty spells we all have.
I have Misty Step, but I'm out of spell slots.
I am mega low on spell slots.
That's a shame.
I'm shivering to death.
You just shiver your way through it.
Vibrate through space and time.
Yeah, you're so cold.
Right, sorry, Ayla.
Just go through.
16.
Quill.
22.
Drex.
12.
Sia. I'm just going to default.
Just call me Drex.
Drex.
Fine.
12.
Yep.
Nova.
11.
Lucius.
4.
Sentry.
8.
Super buried that time.
You're doing really well today.
I mean, our last initiative was good. That was super high, wasn't it?
No, that was like 2, I think.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I might just buy you some dice.
Your dice are cursed as well.
Got a lot.
No, mine
got a lot of dice there.
These ones are great.
Really.
Where's the d20 of this one?
This one's weighted. It's perfect.
I might
wait.
Don't worry.
Hang on. What's my
don't forget about your 69 dice.
Oh, yeah. Can I merge the two together and make it someone roll a 69 on their d20?
Nice.
No. Erin will simply swim sort of like to the side and ready in action that, yeah, if anything tries to like come out, she'll attack it. But she can't do anything while she can't see. And then we go to something else. From around the walls,
friends.
The eggs begin to hatch.
What?
As dozens of these little tiny sahogan deformed fetuses, these giant jaws begin to erupt.
How big are these eggs? Oh, it's just tons of them.
Like swarms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's grim.
Yes, exactly like a little swarm.
I do have an idea.
I love it. I can't
wait. Is it the word genocide?
No, not quite. I was going to think about casting hallucinatory terrain. And if I cast that, can I make it seem like the terrain is exactly the same as it was before without us in it?
You could, yes. Yeah.
Would that be a nice idea? That
I will never tell you if it's a good idea, only that you can do it.
What does
the dice
mean? Before you do that, though,
yeah.
Quill and Lucius, in fact... you are both surrounded by these swarming eggs, basically.
Again.
Are they warming?
When they start biting you, it probably will be.
Oh, yeah, your
body's warm.
It bites
good.
That's a natural.
It's a natural 20, Quill, I'm afraid.
It's not.
Is it not?
Oh!
You're going to give him a 6?
Ah!
Okay.
Nice.
So that's a 10 to hit you.
There's no way they're using a natural 20 on me.
And then a 7 to hit Lucius. Okay, so that's one of your portents gone.
Nice.
So they begin swarming around you, and you bundle yourselves up, and they're kind of nipping at you, and you can tell they're like hitting your flesh, but you're kind of swishing your arms around, trying to not let them grab purchase to like bite and tear at your flesh.
How thematically does portent work? Have I foreseen?
Yeah, I think that it's like you have a flash of a moment of like they're going to go for your throat. So you like duck your head in and like push yourself back on your feet.
Cool.
And it stops the Zahogan getting to your throat to bite away at you.
But like 10 hours ago, that was just a weird dream.
Yeah.
What the hell? Weird jaw monsters are going for my neck. Oh, there it is. So I guess if I move away from these nerds, they're going to hit me, aren't they?
Maybe. You don't know.
Just
attack on nerds there?
Sure. So Drex said there was someone directly behind the wall.
She saw a shape, yes.
And also they shot at us with harpoons.
And then you saw two harpoons go.
Don't forget that bit.
Cool.
Are the harpoons still embedded in the wall?
No, they went back. They pulled out.
Can I be in the same tile as Drexia?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can basically be swimming above her. Yeah, well, this is tall enough that you can swim above her.
Okay.
As you do swim away, though, you get bit by these creatures. Unless you want to try and portents it away. It's a total of 25 to hit.
I mean, sure.
You're going to portance it? Or
no, I'm going to let them.
You're going to let it go?
Let them come.
Let them come. Well, you might regret that because that was a lot of damage I just rolled. 19 points of damage.
Oh, God, they do way more damage than I thought.
As they bite into you, desperately nipping away at your feathers and body, tearing at flesh as you escape. But you do escape, and you get above Drex. And what would you like to do?
Can I do a lightning lure on the thing through the wall?
What's the range?
15 feet.
Well, you are currently, count out the squares.
5, 10, 15, just the wall.
You can try to, you lash out, and you can still, with your good vision, like, this wall is distorting the space behind it. You have to be next to the wall to see through it completely. So you just see, like, a vague outline of what's behind it. The thing that you thought was right behind it is obviously perhaps a little bit further, as it just, the lightning lure just hits nothing.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's next turn. And also, now I'm on the front line, so that's cool. Let's go.
Ayla.
Damn it.
Like Erin, I'm probably going to have to hold until.
I mean, there is a giant swarm behind you.
Three. I could take this.
There is. There is a swarm of tiny Sahagan babies.
Kill the younglings.
Can I?
Mouthy fetuses kill the younglings.
So
yes,
can
thank
I?
You, Kristra.
Can I step up to the swarm then and rage?
Yes.
Which, by the way, says... Because I looked.
You can do it immediately.
Says I can do it immediately.
Yep, you can.
So...
You can make your two attacks as well.
Yes, please.
Okay, so you just move up to the one that quit the attack call, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
One's a natural 20.
God, you're a beast.
Beast. And one is... 17.
It's going to hit.
Okay, so... The nat 20 will do 17 on the hammer.
What, base?
Base.
Yep.
That's.
And then you roll the
weapon.
Wait,
plus 17 plus.
So 18.
One.
Yep.
So 18.
So they
that's
do.
Great.
They do take half from this, no matter what.
From bludgeoning.
Yep. It's because they're a swarm. They're made up of lots of creatures. So 9. So that was from the first attack. That's from the crit. Second attack hits.
Dex throw.
I'll do that as well. That's a natural 20 on the dex. So second attack hits.
15 on the hammer.
So that's 7. One. Yep. And then the lightning does half damage as well.
If they make 6.
They did. Yeah, I rolled a nat.
Oh, yeah, of course. So 1. Half.
No, the one is fine. So you swing the hammer, but there's so many of these tiny little
egg babies. You just got
nipped
at by tiny fish. Bam. And you're laughing at me.
Babies.
The lightning slams
People
into it.
People pay good money for that in
but
shopping centers.
The swarm is still active.
Have I been the actual children?
That spread.
You've injured it with disease. There's still more than half
not
existing.
Not children.
Great. Still fish. More than half there.
Fish. Those fish carry
from
diseases.
From behind the...
I left it in the thing.
I can't be bothered going up and get it.
Go to the supermarket, put your feet in fish.
Get gout. Algae rock, thin rock. I'm pulling your tits.
I've got dropsy.
Yeah, she'll just... So wait, you hear, happening? From the other side of the wall of light, you hear this deep chanting.
Oh,
Zakia,
no.
Give my servants power. Oh, God. And some sort of spell takes place.
This is awfully familiar to another situation we've been Drexia. In that I do not like.
Yes, I am absolutely unsure of what to do at the moment.
You can use your action to say, I'm going to hold my action until something happens, and you can say, like, until I'm attacked or until I see an enemy, and then you can say what you want to go off.
Yeah.
You could do that. Or you can just say, I don't know, and you can just not take a turn.
I'm not going to take a turn this time because I don't think I have anything that I could potentially... I could disguise self as...
Could you dip back?
Yeah.
Rather than doesn't have to do damage to anything, you can do exactly. Defensive things.
Sure.
I will take a few steps back.
Yep, so you're out of sight of the wall.
Yeah.
Cast disguise self to make yourself cast look disguise more self. Solid.
Yeah. And
okay.
Be like, hopefully that'll mean that they don't attack me.
Sure. We'll see. We'll see how good your performance as a Sahagin is.
Yeah, we'll see.
See if you learn anything from Clyde.
Oh, Clyde!
Don't bring it up.
I've got Bonnie's body.
I've got his weapon.
Yeah, you have the lance. Nova, it's your turn.
Hi. Can I... This could be a terrible... Can I see any of the devices that are generating?
They're on the other side.
Can I see them, like, where they vaguely are through the wall?
Mm-hmm.
And yep. can I see vaguely how many forms there are?
There's maybe, I think, like two in the corners of the roof of the cavern. There's like two crystalline, like cylinders or like metal cylinders with crystals in them embedded in the ceiling. And then they're projecting the wall straight down, but they're on the other side.
Oh, so. I meant Sahagin.
Oh, you can see a vague shape.
Blurb.
I will say, for the purposes of the map, you see a vague shape about here.
Okay.
Literally 5 feet out of the light.
I'm gonna go to Sentry and Ayla. I can take one of you through, but it's gonna be a lot of bad stuff on the other side. Woo, 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 woo!
I think Ayla's ready to go.
So can I ready in action? And I'm gonna say to Ayla, you need to come to me so that we're not near anyone else.
Okay. Well, Ayla's not got another turn for a while.
Yeah, and then
you could move to me.
Yeah, so, yeah. But are you near any other people? Because I do a 10-foot radius of damage.
You'll hit Lucius and Drex and the Sahagin.
I'd rather be away from people.
Sentry's after you. You could take Sentry.
So if I swim over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to go next to the plant.
I've got 15 feet movement.
You got 15.
Yeah.
Where am I? I'm here.
You're next to the pillar.
So
you're the blue one.
5, 10. So you can go there.
Yeah.
I might catch Quill, though.
Yeah.
Unless I'm there.
Big loss. Yeah, do it.
Is that whatever. 10 foot?
I'll just use shield.
Five. Is that in the blast?
A 10-foot radius is 10 foot out all the way around.
So I'd catch Quill there, wouldn't
so,
I?
So right now, Quill, no, Quill's like actually here.
I'm behind
he's
the
above
wall.
Eren.
Yeah. Okay.
So hit Eren,
yeah, he's
they're like that, basically. Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm there, then that's safe. So I would like to ready an action so that when Sentry is next to me, I do Thunderstep to go through the...
I love it.
...shield.
Okay.
I love it.
I have some bad news. Some things are going to try and do stuff before you see that.
Okay.
You see a very large shape.
I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do it.
He's so large, he can't
That is
fit.
A huge shape.
I don't want to do it. Retcon that.
You see a very large shape just in front of the wall, and it's going to throw a harpoon at you.
Mm.
At Nova.
Mm. At Nova. Mm. 18 to hit.
Yeah, not hot.
The harpoon comes sailing
Look
through
Look how happy
the chain.
He is about it.
I'd like to think that I've turned my back and I'm like, Sentry, come to me.
I'm using it.
So, Quill, you saw this coming in a flash and you call out, Nova, duck, as this thing above her head. The
so
harpoon
that turns
smashes.
Into a 9 plus.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
So 9 plus 15 to hit.
Nope.
I am
17.
She just manages to duck it as this harpoon and then pulls back. And you can hear this, like, very confused Sweet. Grunt.
I'm sure that hit in an alternate timeline.
It's okay because there was another one behind.
Oh my god!
He He can't fit his minis on the map. They're too
minis.
Big.
Well, I've doomed us both.
That's only a two.
High rollers. So, yeah. Okay, no.
Eight to hit. So both harpoons miss. I forgot. They were blessed.
Hashtag.
What does that mean? 17 to hit you.
17, yeah. Exactly.
Fine, I won't count it this time. That was my bad. I forgot that they had bless on them.
Oh, damn. So I could have potentially used that and they still would have hit.
Yeah, it can.
It's the thought that counts, though.
Yeah.
It's the thought that counts.
Why heal when I could just stop you from taking
Sentry.
We're doing the plan?
Yeah. I mean,
doing the plan?
You've readied it. She's readied an action. As far as you knew, that was the plan.
Already.
Does the two harpoons coming through change the plan? I don't think so.
Plan.
To death! This is such a bad idea.
Your reaction goes off. You can choose not to do it, Nova.
Would she look at those two big harpoons and go, this is terrible?
She's already seen them.
You've seen Mero before. You know that it's
Mero. Oh, Mero, boys. Fuck it. Let's go.
I was going to say, you've seen Mero before.
Right, so together, Nova, like Bonnie and Clyde, baby.
So
Julia Dart. Yeah, 90.
90. So you could actually go behind them, like a point behind them, if you wanted.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just shove more in there.
There is just a bin of minis in there.
It's just a bin.
I can't be bothered to sweat now. So, there's a couple of things. So, you appear directly behind with this kind of thunderous burst of energy that erupts through the cavern. You then appear on the other side, and you see a couple of things. The first thing you see is a Sahagan priestess stood next to an altar which is laden with treasure. You can see that a bunch of items have been placed upon it, different things. You see two Mero facing in the opposite direction to where you've just arrived, like their harpoons pulling them back through the energy field. You can see there is a small chamber off to the side where you see a large, round Starbane generator with crystals built into it that appears to be powering the actual energy barrier, the shield itself. Then there is a room behind you with a shining archway of purple light.
Okay.
And behind that, there is a further deeper cavern, and you can see what appear to be hastily built cages. And you can see tritons in the back of the room.
We going off planet, boys.
That's your whole turn. That was your reaction, Sentry. You moved, you dashed to get to Nova, didn't you?
Yep.
So you're pretty much done. But bonus action you want to do?
No, I can't do any bonus actions.
You're good?
Yep.
That was the Marrow. Sentry, Lucius.
Okay.
You are currently being swarmed by this one.
I'm gonna simply start moving forward, casting Armor of Agathys on myself.
Okay, so it's probably smarter to cast Armor of Agathys now and then move.
While I'm moving.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get in the top one.
Yep.
Dichromancy?
Live to win.
Yeah, so it's only when it hits.
It's when you cast the spell. Explained it how many times? It's when you cast the spell, the dichromancy goes off. So what's the
five.
Level? So 5 to one of the one around you, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you're going to move away. It's going to make an attack of opportunity. Oh, that's not going to hit. 10.
No.
So
does it still go off?
Yeah, I think so. I think they take another 5. 5
cold damage, please.
So 10, they do not resist that. As this cold, several of the little baby hatchlings freeze to death and just collapse.
I did it at third level, so it's 15.
15 points of damage.
Oh my, what, 3?
Yeah, because if he'd cast it at level 3, he gets, like, more temporary hit points and it increases the damage.
I'd like to think you're just so cold.
Yeah, it's just like, it erupts out.
So use it.
Cold Armor of Agathys.
And then where do you want to swim to?
Just 15.
So next to Erin, basically.
Yeah, next to Erin.
Okay, just put it down.
Perfect.
Just put it down next to Erin. Oh, my God.
Quill.
So they've just vanished. Sentry.
Yeah, you hear this pulse, this.
Yeah, but she shouted out.
I did shout
that
entire plan.
Yeah.
Like a villain at the end of a Scooby Doo movie.
So. I will. I'm not in range of a lightning lure again, am I?
Well, you don't know. You can see through it, really.
Yeah, it's 15 feet.
Yeah, but you technically can't see what is currently there.
I mean, you could just go through it, but you don't know how much damage it's going to do to you.
Just, what are you
going to fry the bird.
That's going to kill me. That fries the bird.
It's like one of those fly grills, you get in restaurants.
There's an element of that.
They never kill flies, ever. Like, I've never seen one kill a fly.
I have.
Ever.
It's like a little spark.
I have. I've seen death.
It can't kill flies.
You know, Spirit Guardians follows me.
What does the spell say? Unfortunately, I don't know.
I call for spirits to protect me, and they flit around you to a distance of 15 feet for the duration.
Well, yeah. It sounds like it follows me. Yeah, it sounds like it follows you. Around you, yeah.
Neato. I'm going to do Spirit Guardians. So anything within 15 feet of me has to make a wisdom save.
Right now?
So
both of the Sahagin hatchlings, they both fail.
That means they take 100 damage. Oh, wow, they're all dead.
Well, carry on.
Oh, look at that.
3d8.
Bam, bam, bam. 12.
12 points of damage to each.
To each of them? And then could I just, like, dip forward a little bit and then just catch those guys?
So you catch the ones that were around Lucius are reduced to about half their number now. Like, the Spirit Guardians, just these little tiny feathers begin just impaling them and burning them away with the radiant light. So does the one around that was around you and is now on Ayla. Also seems to be about half strength.
Cool. And I will stay there in this sort of middle ground.
Okay.
I'm not really sure how Spirit Guardians works with that big wall of force.
Lucius, the hatchlings that were after you are going to follow you. And then Ayla, they're going to attack you. Lucius, that is a 20 to hit.
Yeah, but they take like 15 points of damage.
So they take 15 points of damage. You, however, take 14 points of damage. Most of the hatchlings are nearly dead are attacking Lucius, but there are still a few remaining. Ayla, that's 8 to hit.
No.
You just bat them away with a hammer, kind of swiping to the side, keeping them away from you. Erin, on her turn, will help out Lucius by casting Magic Missile, a classic.
El Clasico.
El Clasico.
Guaranteed hits, too.
Yep. 5, and it's force damage, 7, 10 points of damage, which will be enough to kill the ones around Lucius.
So we can just pop you sort of down there.
Fishes.
And she just blasts them with these kind of tridents made of magic as they just sail forward and impale the last few remaining hatchlings. After Erin goes, I'm just trying to speed through this. The priestess. The priestess, sensing the new threat of Sentry and Nova, turns to you and raises up this kind of clawed hand of fin, sort of malformed fin. She will point at Sentry. Can you make a wisdom saving throw, please?
Oh my heart.
So that's a
wisdom saving throw.
That's a nat 1, but I've got plus 8, so that's 9 plus 2, 11.
Wait, nearly saved.
Oh my god!
Well, the plus 2 is already included in your saves, by the way. D&D Beyond already adds it.
Oh,
for
nice!
You.
Awesome.
Do you have a Paladin's Order as well?
That's included in her save. Oh, you guys don't. You guys
don't. So that's a 9.
So 9, not enough. You freeze up. You are paralyzed.
No!
Oh, that sucks.
Yep. Drix!
Live human.
Looking like a Sahagin and is just like.
Just hanging out, just chilling. So if I cast Mage Hand, can I go put the Mage Hand through this wall of light and see how much damage it would potentially do to anybody?
I will say you wouldn't know how much damage it'd do, but you would see the effect if you sent the Mage Hand through.
I kind of want to figure out what would happen.
Okay. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, because.
Are you banishing your dice? It's the second one this session I've banished.
I'm trying to. There's nothing else that I could really do except take out some more of the little.
I'll give us a try.
I can't like point at stuff that'd be metagaming if I just tell you.
I would like some guidance.
Like as a guest and new.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think that's probably a good one.
I mean, I was looking at that and also that
secret.
No, Boop's a guest. She's not
around, but I don't. I think probably Fog Cloud would be.
That's probably a good one. What third level spells have you got? Liamon's Tiny Hut. Do that.
Yeah.
No.
I love that. Liamon's Tiny Hut.
I just want to put us all in.
I don't want to meet again.
We're just gonna sit here for a while.
What if you create the hut? In between the wall and use it to go in through it and out of it.
Do you want to try that?
Yes,
that.
I would.
Is it casting time?
Like
try that.
So what does it look like when Drex?
Is it long casting time or is it?
Oh, it's
just
1 minute casting time.
It's a minute casting time. That's the thing. I knew there was a thing that wasn't.
That's a long. That's 10 rounds of.
You just tombed her.
I know, but I don't want her to waste things.
This.
She's just standing there for a minute, like,
You could try.
Technically, that might work as well. A wall, of,
like...
a wall of water, if she made a ring of water, could it
it's
block
still a
the
wall.
Water?
It's still a wall. Yeah, yeah, I'm
but could
try...
you use that to create, like, two pillars that blocks
like
the
Moses.
Wall of four. Yeah.
You could create a cube, effectively. You can create, like, a ringed wall. Yeah, you could try something like that.
I'd like to cast a wall of water and see... Well, it's kind of like...
Magic
it's a
different.
Right, so, you know.
So.
So, in, right, down in like really deep water, you get water of different salinities. Mm,
yeah.
And it's of a different consistency.
And temperature.
And temperature. Yeah. So it's denser. More dense. This is very salty water.
This is
super salt.
This is so salty that it's like you can tell that this is where one bit of water ends and the other one begins.
Sure.
Like the meeting of two oceans in different. Things.
Would you like to try?
You can freeze water.
Okay. So.
Oh, I could freeze water, so I could like.
I think you can. Yeah, you can freeze some water with it.
Sure. Well, you try that. Just for I want to see how effective, or more how long this would last for.
Yeah.
Roll a Arcana check, or just charisma. Just D20 plus your charisma modifier.
D20 plus my charisma modifier. Okay.
So your bonus to
18. Plus four.
22.
Jeez!
You kind of let... And what does it look like when Drake casts a spell? Is she singing? Does she kind of, like, gesture? Is it, like, an internal power? What's it like when she casts spells? I love putting people on the spot for this stuff.
Role play it.
Because I'm a stupid person, I was like, immediately when she casts a spell, it's like she's throwing up.
She's like,
she begins to. I changed my mind instantly when sure. I thought of her.
She, it's like she's singing, and you can almost see.
She's got like
song.
A lyre, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Like a science.
And she
lyre.
Shreds on the lyre.
And you just watch as these notes and the sound waves. The sound waves of the lyre and the singing drift out, and then they actually begin to rise and form as they form these kind
of. Yeah, it's almost like it solidifies.
It's like solidifies the water and also changes the current so it's in opposition to the water around it. And this water is quite, you know, it's quite still because it's in this cave. There's no current down here, really. So this water with a new current. You watch as it does split the field, wide enough for a creature to pass through it. And you can now see what the others see. And in fact, we'll remove this because.
Bad!
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 That's not good.
All these minis just. Oh,
tumbling out.
We weren't ready.
Every mini tumbles out.
They're like, pump like this.
Finally.
Oh, we're free!
We all just pile out.
So you see, those of you who are in the other room can now see not only the altar, but you can also see Sentry frozen in place, Nova panicking, and these two Marrow.
Panic is the word here.
Great job. Would you like to move anywhere? Or would you like
no.
to use a bonus action?
I think I'm going to just stay just kind of peering around and observe for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I'm just...
I'm going to remind you of one thing, because it's the last thing, because I know that this is the first time you're playing character. As a bonus action, you can also give something called Bardic Inspiration, which you can give anybody else in your party. You can give them a D, I think, 8 for you.
Oh, wow.
That they can add to an attack roll or a saving throw or anything like that as well. So just as a heads up, if you'd like to do that, you can do that as a bonus action.
I would quite like to help out... either Sentry or Nova, depending on who feels like they would need it more. Give me a shout from the back over there.
Yeah, give him a shout, Sentry.
Yeah, Sentry's power high.
But
I'm probably
just saving
from
that. Do you get to
Maybe.
Save on that?
Maybe.
I'm going to give Nova an extra... She's right.
Yeah.
She's right.
I'm panicking. There. I'm just like,
Well, it is Nova's turn next, so you don't need to roll anything. You just give a D8.
Just, she can have that, whatever D8 that is.
So you call out something encouraging or inspiring.
You can do it.
There you go.
You can do it. Don't worry.
Nova.
I got your back.
How sturdy does the generator look?
It looks to be made of black crystal, like many of the ships and things in Starbane's armory, but it is underwater and it looks old. And maybe make a perception check for me.
Perception. Oh, my Nova dice. 17.
I think that Nova would recognize that the generator itself looks sturdy, but there is like a... effectively like a metal coil that runs from the generator up into the cylinders that connect the barrier. But you also notice that the barrier is now being split open by these walls of water, and you can see your friends clearly. So it's up to you. Either you think the coil would be easier to damage than the generator itself.
Is there anything like on writing or anything on it that would be like press off?
You would need to be closer to it to examine it. You would need to try and swim past the marrow.
No. I don't know. Do I attack the priestess? Do I attack the thing?
You got to make a decision.
Paralyze. That wouldn't be a concentration, would it? I don't know. I'm going to go for the coil, because if Boof gets damaged, it might go poof.
Okay.
In which case, can I...
Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast the coil.
Yep. So just make two attack rolls for me, because it's quite a small target. It's easy to damage, but hard to hit.
Mother of God!
You've got a D8. Did you just roll two nat ones?
I rolled a natural one and a five.
Okay.
So 5 plus 7 is 12.
You can add a D8 to it.
Is that a fail then, I'm guessing? That's a big
you old. Have to decide whether you're going to use the Bardic Inspiration or not before I tell you.
It's quite a small target, right?
I'm not going to just... Either you roll it or you don't.
Choice. Go.
I just don't know whether or not to roll it on the nat one or the five. I'll roll it on the five. 7. So
19.
Yeah.
Enough that the one blast hits above and shatters the stone and the coral around it. The second one, as Drex calls out... You just feel this kind of intense bit of power kind of surge through you, and it shears the metal cable in half, and the force field just completely evaporates.
Nice. I rolled 10 points of damage, and just, you stat nerds out there.
Nice.
As you do this, the two Merrow, sensing their easy prey in Sentry, turn on Sentry.
Oh, no.
That is a 20 to hit you, Sentry. No. That's not actually a hit. So
what?
Oh, because you've got Helios.
Is like...
Helios literally saved her. So you feel this kind of pulse from the shield evaporate. That was with its harpoon. Now it tries to bite you.
Poor Boof. Helios.
18.
Is
nice.
The second Merrow.
Armor that looks like a big
24.
Yeah.
The next one hits. Sadly, because you are paralyzed, it's automatically a crit. Mm-hmm. But it's not too bad. That was with the harpoon, so it's going to be.
How many of those crits?
It's currently there only one hit.
Only one hit. 12.
He's grumpy as fuck as well. Really
dangerous.
He hates me.
I thought the X-Men theme started then. Sorry. That was got very excited.
Sorry. That's going to be 23 points of damage. And your body is technically pulled closer to the marrow as well.
Cool.
Because you automatically fail strength checks. So you're kind of like hovering in the air at the moment. But that's it. Out of the two attacks, thanks to Helios and your new armor plating, these attacks just bounce off for the most part.
It's lucky.
You're not even trying to defend at this point. It's just us bouncing off.
Bounce, bounce.
Sentry, at the end of your turn, you may repeat the saving throw. So wisdom saving throw.
Come on.
Nat 20.
Paralysis ends. You are now out. Lucius.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm going to hobble around the corner. Actually, just really stand next to...
To Aaron.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to cast Melf's Acid Arrow at 4th level. I'm going to spend 4 sorcery points to twin it. So I'm going to hit both Merrows.
I love it.
Nice.
So you conjure these two swirling orange projectiles.
Well, I fire one that splits into two.
And then it splits. Nice. So you conjure this orange bow.
You never mind, Melf.
Huh?
I love it. Also, your Dichromancy will go off, and that was a 4th level spell.
And that will hit the Priestess.
Oh, okay.
So 7.
7 to her for acid.
So, ranged spell attack. That's sick. 10.
Is that it? It's a miss. It's a miss, unfortunately. Second attack is against the second target.
8.
A miss.
Oh my god.
You do damage on a miss.
It's going down the table.
I believe it's 2d4.
Stay
or something.
Away from me.
On a
hit, no, I already did
on
it.
A miss, the arrow splashes for half as much the initial damage.
So 4d4 halved.
Are we still doing the bad right dice roll inspiration fail dice system?
The have fun coin.
Not right now, we're not, because I've got
4
too much
points.
Is that already halved?
That's halved, yeah.
Yeah, so 4 points of acid to each. Oof. That was a big old whiff. But still, the acid kind of splashes out and you watch as this cloud of acid just like pits against the marrow itself.
64, because I did it at 4th level. I'll do 2 more.
Okay.
And half it.
to one.
Fucking hell.
1 point more.
Nice. 5 damage to each. Yeah, you watch as just this acid just coats the marrow and the creatures, but doesn't actually seem to harm them too badly.
I feel like I cast Quill. Really high-level shit and spend loads of sorcery points.
Well, you did roll really low.
Yeah.
What's your attack bonus?
Plus 6.
And then you roll
so
one.
There you go. So, like, yeah, if you roll low, like, what do you expect?
And then you roll one.
And then you roll ones for damage.
Yeah,
yeah, fun dice.
No.
Well, there's also...
Quill, your turn.
Did you do dichromancy for the...
Yeah, we did, yep.
Okay. Well, I've still got my spirit guardians just flittering around me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just murdering. Nudge around the corner so that...
The marrow.
All of those...
Yeah.
So what is that little tiny boy? That's the priestess.
Priestess. Yeah.
All right.
So you step up next to the marrow.
And yeah, it's in range of the priestess as well. So on the starts of their turns, they have to do that.
Yep.
I'm also going to cast at 4th level.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm going to cast... What range?
Come on, Tom!
Oh my god, I feel like seriously, I haven't had a turn in decades!
Yeah!
I am no way the slowest
you
person at the table.
You are slow today.
I'm going to do Thunderweave.
Okay.
So this is at 4th level. They have to make con saves.
Yep. Fail. Pass.
So 13.
Actually, no. Oh no, that's the priestess I'm looking at. Their con's actually pretty high. 16, is that a pass?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one fails, one passes. What's the range on it?
15-foot cube.
So it would hit the... Yep, it will hit the priestess as well. She is also a failure. So, 2 failures, 1 success.
Cool. 5d8. 1, 2.
Ow. That's just mockery.
7. Plus 9, so 16. And then one more. 20.
20 points.
I'm pretty sure they're launched like a million feet. Oh, yes. Also lets out a thunderous boom that's audible for 300 feet.
We're letting off a lot of booms here.
I didn't read that part of it.
Cool. So this enormous thunderous roar...
I already let one off.
...just echoes through the... And this is a cave, right? So it reverberates. And for a moment, you're all kind of like... Oh, have to hold your ears as this thunderous boom erupts around.
Does it hatch all of the wall of eggs?
Nova, make a dex save for me.
Where are we fucking...
Well, because a Shahagan priestess...
Save.
Sentry, can you make one as well for me?
Yeah, you are. 8.
How far does it push them?
10 feet.
What the fuck?
Did you run another one?
Oh, I'm so mad! Oh my god!
How many d20s have you got left?
How many that one did you roll today?
It's gotta be a stamp.
You can have inspiration, mate. You can have inspiration.
I think
well, I have some good news.
Oh, people who pass take half as well.
That's fine. I already did the half. So Nova and Sentry, you both take 8 points of damage.
I guess.
And the marrow and the priestess are thrown with such force
that
they slam up against the back of the cavern.
Oh,
the priestess, her brain is just splattered against
the back.
Yeah, she had taken a bunch of damage.
Had she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. Boom!
The thunder wave just did like 20 points of damage to her, and then Quill slams against the back. And then the two marrow also slam against the back of the wall as well.
Cool!
Great turn, Quill.
Thanks. See, I took a bit of thinking, but I got there.
Ayla, the hatchlings miss you.
Do you think?
Yay!
If we call ourselves low rollers, it might work. The luck might change.
Aaron misses.
So you decide if I can again. Can you work out what 30 feet gets to move for me? I can't see.
Yes, it will get next to Aaron.
15, 20, 25, 30. You can literally go in front of Quill.
I was just wondering.
Do you want to do that? Or finish off this thing?
I might finish off that swarm, actually.
Yep.
Just
sounds
to
good.
Take him out.
Yes.
So, 19 to hit.
Hits. Sorry, this has been a very combat-y one. There's a lot of stuff going on. Wanted
17
to
hit.
Hard math. It's always a good
hits.
First love time math. In high rollers.
So, oh my god, I rolled 2 ones. Wait. So 6, so 8 times 2, so 16 damage for the hammer altogether for both shots.
Mm-hmm.
And then make a save for the lightning.
16.
That's 20.
Passes. So
from this point on, right?
I rolled a 6, so 3.
3. And I believe that is enough to finish those off as the lightning blasts the last few of the hatchlings.
I'll just approach the corner of Weedle Beetle.
Oh, there's a lot riding on this one. There's a lot riding on this one.
I fell over. I can't get up.
It's going to be a 20.
I'm trying to pull him over.
Promise.
Dress.
Yes.
Oh, your turn.
Okay, so I am going to move out into...
Swim out here.
Swim out there.
Yep.
Sort of thing. What's the range on that rifle that I've...
60 feet.
60 feet.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go... Yeah, I think I'm going to go straight... I'm going to go for...
You're big boy one and big boy two.
I'll go for big boy two. I'm going to go for big boy two. What, sure. What do I need to roll?
That's big so D20.
D20.
Plus dexterity.
Oh, there's big Clyde.
Okay. Big Clyde. We've got big Bonnie and big Clyde.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, so oh, it's one.
Whoa, it's one. Really spreading around.
I rolled so two ones on my damage.
The heat blast just kind of kicks Jesus. You back, and the rifle just kicks up in the air.
Yeah,
as you're just kind of this little
I
delicate
form. I have no idea.
You almost like spitting the water and.
Hey, Mark, I'm gonna roll boss this
cursed
one.
I've everyone.
What?
When you fire a rifle or something, if you roll a one, doesn't something bad happen?
Yeah, on a Thunderstone rifle.
So yeah, on your stupid rifle.
Okay, good.
Not on a Starbane rifle. This is premium quality.
Do you want to do anything as a bonus action?
Sure.
It is Nova next, I think, about what you're doing.
No,
I know.
You could do Bardic Inspiration again.
Yeah, I could do Bardic Inspiration again. And considering Sentry's rolling...
So bad.
Is it, we're not having a good day on that.
Sprite flame all over again.
You've been tanking quite nicely. Give you some bardic inspiration.
Oh,
this
what do you say? Thank you very much.
How do you inspire? Because everyone kept asking me about that.
You Nova. Are so shiny and pretty, and I think you can. I think you got this. Look at all that gleamness coming off you right now. You're lovely.
Oh.
There you go, D8. That's a whole D8 of extra D8 points.
I make a little whimper sound.
I am shiny.
Nova.
Can I attack? I want a Hexblade Curse. So Big Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Whoever the fuck that is. I'm going to attack with Tiangong.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 13 to hit.
Hits.
And a Green Frame Bread.
Green Frame Bread.
Sure.
Green Frame Bread.
So.
So, weapon damage plus an extra D8.
Is. So, weapon damage is 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, plus 3, 14, 15, 16.
You don't need to worry about it. Boom!
Oh, do I still get a damage on him though? Because I Green Frame Bread it.
Yep.
Green D8, Frame
D8
Bread.
D8 plus your normal modifier, whatever it is.
D8 plus 4.
There you go.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Nice!
12 points.
Max.
Damage. So you watch as you cleave through with Tiangong and it almost cuts through the mirror and this green energy pulls away and slams into the mirror beside it. And you just watch as the body next to you just falls away and begins floating to the roof of the cavern. This huge cut through its upper body.
Does my Hexblade curse do plus... Because it says plus 3 to damage rolls, so does that add another
Well, the one that
three?
You cursed just died, so you actually get health back and stuff as well. You curse the far one.
Okay, so it wouldn't chance. No, yeah.
But
yeah.
You do get your HP back.
But I do get my HP back. That's nice. That's me.
The remaining marrow will, sensing fear, but to fight until the bitter end, will turn on Nova.
Are they humanoid?
14 to hit. No, we found this out last time. They're monstrosities. Misses you with both attacks.
Excellent.
As you parry its attacks to the side.
Did someone stand me up?
Sentry.
Nice.
One last thing.
I'm going to hop on down here.
Hop on down. Swim
hopping
forward.
On down. And mm-hmm. I'm going to flame lance the dude.
Okay.
Point blank flame lance here this boy. So DC 13, please.
7.
Whee! 3d10 fire damage.
It is half because you are underwater.
Cool beans. Every little helps.
Oh.
16. 16, 24, 23, half two, is that 11?
Yeah, 11.
11 damages, and then can I attack again?
You don't need to. It's just enough damage to finish him off.
Yeah, everyone.
So actually, the way that you lance him, the lance catches the shield generator and a mushroom spore that was hidden around the corner. The mushroom spore, when it's ignited, explodes, and the shield generator basically crumbles as well.
Yay!
And just the whole system just...
Oh, it would have been nice to have that.
Shut downs. Yeah, well, it's gone now. It's blown up. You could try and repair it, but it's very large. It's, you know, maybe about 10 foot radius.
No, I more meant like if we tamper and stuff comes this way, like.
Well.
Anyway, carry on.
Well, you're on an initiative. You see what I described before. So you see this altar. There is a number of treasures, a statuette, a gold ceremonial dagger, and some sort of red gem on the altar. The altar is covered in symbols depicting a woman with a snake-like body and giant wings, which appears to be Zarkira, Kallus's right hand. You also see the room behind you, as mentioned, this kind of, the cavern, it looks like maybe it was like a natural crevice that's been opened up maybe in recently. And then beyond, there is this, yeah, metal archway, which contains purple light. And then beyond that, you can see the cavern stretch on, and there are these metal cages that have been formed, crudely built. And you begin to hear kind of whispered and moans and cries coming from further beyond.
Number one, loot. Number two, is there a console for the gate?
Well, those are two very different things in different areas, so which one would you like to do?
I'm going to tell Ayla to loot.
And then you go over to the gate.
And then I go over to the gate.
Okay. What's everyone else doing?
I guess, yeah, I'll go to the gate as well, because I imagine that's an arcane thing. And I will assist in whatever Nova is doing.
Okay.
Also making sure she doesn't press any buttons.
I was going to say free the prisoners, but...
Wow. Well,
but they're
look at
they're
being heroic.
They're beyond the gate, though, right?
They are beyond the gate, yeah.
They're around here.
They're
yeah, beyond the gate. That's what I'm saying. Beyond gate. Yeah. But I just, before we go through the gate,
we're
I
not
want
going,
to see...
Isn't, they're not in the gate. They're in the cavern here.
Yeah.
No, but isn't the cavern behind a big...
No.
...gate?
No.
No, you can go around the gate. You can go around the gate and see the cavern is stretched beyond it. The gate is almost stood
just
in
like
the middle of this
here.
Cavern. And it's like a metal strut that comes out into an arch shape. And it seems to have just been built. And there is like a circular base. But it just stands freeform in the middle of this underwater cavern. And then the cavern continues past it. And deeper, further into that cavern, you can see these metal cages.
Gotcha.
Erin... just looks, is like, you deal with the gate. Those are my people, and she just swims past.
I'm gonna,
Drex, you might wanna
check out the cages and see who's in the cages.
Sure, yeah, okay. So you swim past that way and you begin making your way that. What about Sentry and Lucius? What are you guys doing?
I might wanna have a look at this thing.
Yeah.
The
shield, the busted up.
Because it's
shield
like,
generator.
It's Starbane tech, and I'm not happy that this is still around.
Okay, yeah. So you begin making your way over to that.
Kinda like, kick it. Or maybe like just smash it a little bit.
So you're not really investigating it, you're just being mad at it.
I just want to be really mad at it.
Okay, sure. Lucius?
I'm just going to be shivering and then slowly trying to catch up to everyone. I'm like, how are we guys?
I forgot you guys were cold. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Okay.
Oh, that could have changed the entire...
Ayla?
Hello?
What are you doing? Are you going after prisoners?
Probably. Okay. I mean, we can come back and get stuff.
Sure. Okay. Right, so those of you investigating the console, you see, yeah, as I mentioned, it is an archway made of metal on a round metal sphere, disc. It is made of purple energy. You cannot see what's on the other side. There is no control panel. There does not appear to be any sort of interface. It is just on a circular disc, a metal archway with a glowing door of light that you cannot see through.
So it is active.
It is active, yes. It is humming, vibrating with power, casting purple light through the cavern.
And there's no runes or anything on the gate? Investigation?
You can make an investigation check if you want, yeah. Or you can make an arcana check. It's up to you. What do you want to do? Are you investigating like the actual portal itself or its construction?
The construction.
Okay, investigation.
Yeah, that'll be a 9.
9, yeah. You don't find anything else. Drex and Erin, you swim past this gateway, leaving the others behind, and you find yourselves in a very cramped, narrow set of tunnels that seem to stretch deeper and deeper into the caves, and there are numerous, crudely made metal cages. All tunnels have been blocked off with, like, a cage door in front of them. And you find... many of the citizens of Twilight Corals, not all, very small amount really, but they are clearly survivors. Some of them have been injured, some of them look a little malnourished, but they are there.
Mm-hmm.
you search for a time, you scan the faces, Erin begins speaking with them as you begin frantically kind of moving down, calling out for your sister, and then at the very edge of the final cage, you just see this golden-haired Triton kind of in the corner, and she kind of blinks a couple of times, and you can see she's got bruises and she's got a few cuts and scrapes on her, but she looks up and she just looks over and is just like, Drex? Is that you? Like, kind of like blinks for a moment.
And I'm just elated. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten her name again. But she's, you know.
Amlyn.
Amlyn! I'm like, oh.
It was random.
It was random and I forgot.
Random.
Random. And I'm trying to find a way to get her out of this cage.
You're looking. There doesn't appear to be a lock. It's almost like the whole thing has just been embedded. There is a door, but it's, I'd probably say it's probably like, I guess it wouldn't necessarily be a lock, but maybe like a chain has been wrapped around it and secured with some sort of like bar or like heavy metal, like a fused ring. Mm. So it looks like it's just, there doesn't appear to be an easy way to open it. Like maybe they had some sort of magic or something like that they could use. Or maybe just brute strength. You could actually pull the bars out of like the stone.
Right.
I would like to assist.
Okay, so yeah, well, Ayla swims up behind.
Because I was going to go and see the prisoners anyway.
Okay,
So can I see if I can help open these cages and stuff?
So you can make a strength check for me, and then if you want to assist Drex, you can also make an athletics or strength check for me.
Nope, probably not.
Let's find out.
What did you roll?
Yeah.
For podcast listeners?
I rolled a 7. Well, I got 11.
11?
So am I rolling strength?
Yeah. Right. So athletics. If
athletics.
You
can put it. No. It's a 3, and the athletics is a plus naught, so.
Okay. So the two of you are straining, and you're kind of putting your like feet under the water, Ayla. You're still kind of adjusting to being able to get your full length, strength, and leverage. Amlyn kind of swims up, and she's kind of like trying to push, but you can see she's quite weak from maybe not eating and things like that.
Yeah. He's struggling there.
A little bit.
Just gonna touch the cage and do acid splash on the
corner. Just like on the corner bit to try and weaken it. Sure. Ayla, roll again, but give me advantage. That's like, so Lucia spends some time like constantly like summoning acid to weaken the bars.
Hands all over the place.
And then Ayla gives it another tug.
19.
With that, you kind of hear this as the one bar comes loose.
Just so you know, the other one was a 1.
Well, it's a good job you have advantage then. That's a bit of teamwork. And that space is enough that the slim form of Amlyn and the other Tritons, there's maybe like one or two other Tritons in there, like elderly Tritons, and they manage to like squeeze their way through. Looking back, you can see that Erin, Baroness Erin, has basically summoned like various magic similar to you. She summoned cold to like kind of super freeze part of the bar.
Good.
And then smashed it. And it's kind of broken a bar loose as well, and she's kind of letting the others out free. Amlyn just kind of swims over and just wraps her arms around you and kind of like clings onto you in that kind of I'm weak, and probably not passes out, but doesn't really have enough energy to really converse, but just kind of like limply kind of holds onto you. Erin looks to you, Ayla, and Lucius. Listen, I need to help my people get out of here. Those Sahorgan are still going to be patrolling outside. And I think maybe if we move in small groups and keep hidden in the kelp forests, I can get them back to the Twilight Corals. But clearly something's going on here, right? You saw that shield thing that they had, this portal.
Just for
I figured this is something...
Her reference.
Yeah.
I'm shivering. Yeah. I've got 2 strings of snot just kind of floating around out of each nostril.
Lovely.
She's looking like a catfish.
She's also talking to Ayla, perhaps more at Ayla than at Lucius then, if that's the case.
You do what you need to do for your people.
Well, I'm saying, look, I need to stay here and help them, but this High Priestess, we still need to put an end to what they're doing here.
If we close the gate, do you think that would shut it off?
I think Surely they're Nova's the ones looking at it and... I don't know. I don't know how to stop it.
Maybe if they can close it, but if this priestess is the one who opened it in the first place, like Drex found out from that Mero, or that Sahorgan, I think that they can just open it again. I think, I hate to ask you this, but you might need to go through and put an end to this properly. But also might find the answers for whatever you came to search for. I know that you came here for reasons. I think that maybe they're through there. And she just turns like, Drex, if you'll help me, we'll get everybody back and safe as best we can.
Absolutely.
Great. That sounds good. Meanwhile, Sentry, whilst you're smashing this piece of equipment around,
yeah.
it's clearly starting tech, but you do notice, like, you spin it as part of, like, breaking it, and this piece of metal kind of, like, floats up, a piece of crystal in it, and you can see that for the first time there is some writing on it.
Okay.
And it reads, I don't know, if you would necessarily know how to pronounce it, but it reads as, let me write this down for you.
Something that if you read it in the same way, it says, butthole.
My heart. Starbeam.
It says free Shavarkadu.
Wow.
Free Shavarkadu.
Wow.
What'd you just call me?
What is it?
Something called
free Shavarkadu.
Free Shavarkadu.
Bring that meme back. But yeah, so you see these letters arrayed, and it's written in common. It's written in common, you know, language.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you just, that's something that kind of floats up.
Hmm. Okay, I'm going to keep hold of that.
Mm-hmm. Nova and Quill. You finished examining it. Quill, did you want to do anything particular? Or?
So are there any controls similar to when we saw the Starbane
portal with Valor? No. There is no control panel around that you can see.
At least not this side.
Not on this side.
Quill?
Yes.
Your
eye?
Wonder eye.
Find out what happens when I go through there?
No, but does it work? Because obviously it would work with this room, but if this portal goes somewhere else, it probably wouldn't tell you.
I could find out what happens when I walk through the portal.
Well, you're going to teleport somewhere. It's just where.
But that's what I mean. I can find out what's the other side.
Oh, yeah, because it would be on you. I was thinking of me. No, yes, that would work.
Okay, so that's... I'll do that. I'm going to ask...
This is your second charge.
I think this is my final charge.
For another week. Okay.
So,
you summon the power of the Eye of the Storm.
Ask what happens when I walk through that portal.
Okay. So your vision goes cloudy, and you begin to see mist and fog form in the same way that you have when you've summoned this power before, and you feel that rushing sense of speed. But this is quite fast, almost like as if you're seeing yourself do it again. You kind of have this out-of-body experience, mm-hmm. where you're watching your own body do something.
I projected from myself.
Yeah. You see your body step through the portal, and as soon as it begins stepping through, it vanishes.
Crap.
And then there is this sudden rush as this third astral kind of body where you were watching yourself in the cavern step through. It's now like you're trying to catch up to your real body, and you feel a really rapid acceleration and ascent, this super fast amount of movement, and then you find yourself in a quite very square, like perfectly geometrical square room, emerging from a similar portal. There is a metal door on one side, engraved with the same thing that Sentry saw in text. So you see the word, well...
Free Shavarkadu. Oh yeah, you're right, I can't pronounce that. Okay.
Agisiv or something like
Agisiv.
That? Agisiv.
Agisu. Yeah.
Which appears in text written on the door. There is also appears to be what look like metal shutters, and the walls are made from the same black crystal that you've seen Starbane stuff made from before. But there appear to be metal shutters on the wall, and that's all you can see in the room. The room also has like strange metal tubes embedded on the walls as well.
But I don't see anyone.
You don't see anyone.
Nope. Safe-ish.
Yes, I would say it looks safe-ish. And then that's the question. Is answered, and yeah. Your vision rushes back to as it was. And when you come back, Erin, Drex, and a number of Triton civilians begin making their way up towards you and towards the portal.
It looks safe enough in there. There's no one through there. But, I mean, I can't tell you where it is. I've never seen anything like it.
What did it look like?
It looked perfectly constructed. There was a word... A-E-G-I-S-V.
Drex, as you're kind of making your way up, you hear Amelin like, that's where the priestess went with the others. Through there. That they were taking some of us through there, talking about a temple, going to meet with Starbane, with Kallus.
Right, so that might be bad. Also...
Portal to evil.
Visage.
That's this is where like I walk up and I'm like, hey, I found a crystal that says...
Yeah, yeah. Sentry joins it. Yeah, you can see that the metal matches the same black crystal, the same text. The shield generator was obviously from wherever this portal leads to.
This room?
Yes.
Did it look like the ship under the lake?
Similar. Very similar.
Definitely Starbane.
It's a ship.
Well, I mean, I guess I did feel the ascension, didn't I?
You would also have noticed there wasn't water in the other room.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
Was it cold and was there water?
No, it looked like a dry room. Like Quill came out and his feathers were like, you know, he kind of shook like future Quill.
Yeah.
Kind of shook and
I also,
and dried
I guess up. I felt like massive ascension sort mm-hmm. of thing when I was, yeah. No water. So, and I don't even know, if it is a ship, then I don't know where it is. It's not underwater.
And if they're going to meet Starbane, it might be Starbane's ship.
And with that, we're going to end today's episode.
Visage.
I don't know.
Visage. I'm calling
or
it Visage.
Aegis 5.
Or Aegis 5.
So they use Roman numerals in a row? Do
they? Why would they use Roman numerals? That's Roman.
Well, anyway, first and foremost, thank you very much, Boo, for joining us
thank
for an episode.
You.
Thank you. I'm sorry if it ended up being quite a combat-y one, simply because of the events that were already in place.
Exactly.
So,
no, it was awesome. Thank you so much.
But I think that it's the kind of thing where, you know, if you ever want to come back, we'd love to have you and Drex come back for more shenanigans.
You just hop out of the ocean and land on the airship.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there may be a case of you guys going to visit more Triton stuff in the future as well, if you want to go and check out Solomon. So, who knows? But seriously, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Where can people find you if they don't already follow you, which I'm sure they do?
They can find me on twitch.tv/boof. That's BOOPHE.
Nice.
BOOUF.
And same on Twitter and everywhere, pretty much.
Yeah.
Do it.
Amazing.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you guys very much. Thanks for watching us. We'll see you. We'll be back next week. Once again, thank you, Boof. Thank you, D&D Beyond. Thank you, everyone. Bye!
Bye!
Bye, 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 bye.